Hello, I just want to share this wonderful new video with you. Before we get to the video, I would like to introduce three things to you. AnointedTube.com. This is a very powerful site, believed to be the topmost Christian video sharing website in the world today. It is ranked as the fifth best video sharing website in the world according to available data. It hosts videos of preachers, gospel ministers, motivational and financial speakers from all around the world. All you need to do is to select the preacher of your choice from your preferred continent at the top of the site. Scroll down, click on the preacher's picture, and you will access video content from your favorite preacher. You could as well share our videos on all social media platforms. We are currently targeting 5,000 people that we support Anointed Tube monthly, and you could be one of them. To support, please click the donate or subscribe button on the home page or on the video page. No amount is too small or too big. Your donation of $10, $20 a month could help hundreds of thousands to come to the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ every week through the life-changing message of great men and women of God. It is my pleasure to introduce to you my book, my powerful, wonderful book, Discover the Real You and Change the World. This is a powerful tool for your personality development and growth. It is available on Amazon, on eBay, Barnes & Noble, and a number of resource sites all over the internet. If you live in a country where the book is not published and you want to reprint the book in your country, please send us an email and we will be glad to get that to you. This book has manuscripts both in Portuguese and Spanish languages. If you live in a Spanish or Portuguese-speaking country and you want this book published in your language, please let us know. I would like to introduce to you the word combination of herbs. We put together a combination of herbs, 90 herbs, in 4 bottles, and by our next production cycle, we'll aim at combining up to 117 herbs in 4 bottles. Please make your order as we are calling for resellers and distributors of this product. If you want to be a part of this process by being a distributor or reseller, you could send us an email and we'll be glad to get to you. The herbs are produced in Europe. We believe God that this will bring to manifestation His words in the Bible that the herbs are for the healing of the nations. God has already put healing and power into herbs that would bless and change lives. We produce this because we cannot ignore that power. The point is that it, in comparison to using individual herbs, it would be better to combine these potent medicinal resources into one mix in just 4 bottles for the refurbishment of the whole body system. So make your order. We get it to you.
Every living thing, 2 of every sort shall you bring 5 into the ark, male and female.
4
Save them from the coming 3 Armageddon. All the wild 2 beasts shall be in your keeping.
1
2 of every species from the beginning of time.
become a Christian, you set extra goals. What God intended you to be does not stop because you are now a Christian. You have higher aspiration with greater inspiration from God. And I believe you keep that in mind, that God did not enter your life to stop you from progressing. Jesus only come to lift you up and not to put you down. You believe that? Amen. I ask God to let me have a feeling of the lives of the people, the stage we ought to be, the place and position of God to us in life. And this morning, I can say I heard Christ distinctly say to me, having stepped out to follow Him, growth and growing into the fullness of Christ is a necessity. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes, there's time for everything under the sun. This is not the time of asking ourselves, am I a Christian? Do I want to become a child of God? You know why you are here. I know why I'm here. But more than that is the fact that God is tired of baby Christians. Those who hear that the devil is coming and they flee. It's time for the devil to hear that Christians are coming and he starts to run. Two years ago, I'm sure I told this story before, just in case you were not here when I told it a year ago. The general council of all the witches and wizards in the world were going to have their 12th anniversary celebration. And I didn't know you have so many wizards in Australia until they registered to attend that conference. A total of 1,084 registered from England to attend that conference in Nigeria. And over 1,000 delegates from the United States. And about 500 from North-Southwest. The whole country of Nigeria, they were shaking that witches and wizards were coming to hold conference. And guess where they choose as the city to hold the conference was my city. And the newspapers began to carry the advert. World Council of Witches and Wizards to hold conference in Benin City, where I come from. I heard it on radio, I heard it on TV, I saw the posters, and the chief host was a young man, and 2 years older than. He was boasting of all they were going to do. One morning I was so angry. I called for press conference. And I said, I am stopping that witchcraft conference. And it will not hold. That was a decision that I was very sure the Lord told me to take. So, the man who was going to host the conference said, he also have no right to stop the conference. Not even God can stop the conference. We've already signed all who are coming, 9,000 delegates from all over the world. Witches and wizards, we are going to meet in my city. And I told the press conference, if they come by mistake, they will never return back home. I kill all of them. And they thought I was joking. I don't joke with the power of the Holy Ghost. I act with it. And so, the press men heard what I said. And they said, Dr. Idahosa, this man said they will come. And you said they are not coming. Are you ready for national debate on TV? And I said, yes, I'm ready. One of the staff of the television company said, supposing you are meeting and in confrontation, you drop dead. I said, I'm the only one that have power to bind and to loose. Me. And so they arranged live telecast for 1 hour. Me, on behalf of the Christians, and the chief host of wizards and witches for Demon World. And they cued us to start the debate. And they asked him to open up. And he told us all the benefits of the power of witches and wizards. And explained and explained and explained all the values of the power of darkness. And they said, Dr. Idahosa replied to that. And I said, I only have 3 things to say. Number one, the conference will not hold. I repeat, the conference will not hold. And I say, the conference will not hold. He shouted, what are you talking? We are going to meet. I said, no. So the moderator said, he has told us what we are going to gain. You tell us the opposite. I said, no. The conference will not hold. That's all. Nobody will gain anything from the conference because it will not hold. He rose up again. What are you talking? When you hold church convention, we don't stop it. Now we are going to hold our own. I said, it will not hold. He was mad. And I said, number two, if those witches by mistake come, they will not return. I kill all of them. He looked at me and said, you kill us? I said, right now. That's my number two answer. Thirdly, I want you to look at that camera right now. Say to the 100 million people in Nigeria, admit that you are a wizard. And I make you melt on your seat. If you don't understand the meaning of melting, you know what it means to melt? M-E-L-T, melt. To vanish. I say, look straight to that camera. Say, I'm a wizard and I make you melt here. He said, what are you talking? I said, look at that camera. Not me. Look at that camera. Just say, 100 million Nigerians, I'm a wizard. Then I said, when you admit that you are a wizard, then I say something and you perish. He looked at the camera. He said, I'm not a wizard. You see, the reason why many of you are harassed by the devil is because you don't know whom you are. The reason that people in your society don't fear God is because you, the saints, have not shown the world whom your God is. But when you begin to show the world that you are in Christ and that Christ is in you, demons will see you and flee. Jesus never begged the devil to allow him to walk in the streets of Jerusalem. No. Whenever Jesus was coming, demons cried out. Evil spirit cried out. And when I told this man, face the camera and say you are a wizard, and I make you vanish, he looked at me again. He said, by what power? I said, by the power of the Holy Ghost. How many of you can tell demons that you are stronger than him? How many of you can tell poverty that your God is rich? How many of you can tell sickness, as Dr. Margaret Idahosa said just now, devil, behold the temple of God. Touch not my anointed, and do my prophet no harm. Paul said to the Christians in Ephesus, he said, don't play with your Christianity. You should be tired of religion. How many can say amen? If you are not tired of religion, religion will kill you. I tell you that. If you are not tired of the old system, you can never have revelation of the new thing. All of you have spent many years in him 1, him 2, him 3, him 4. You spent many years in praying. We have left undone those things we ought to have done. And I've done those things we ought not to have done. And so there's no hell. It's time for us to have hell. The ministry of Christ is the ministry of regeneration. The ministry of Christ is the ministry of transformation. The ministry of Jesus Christ is a life-changing ministry. And when you turn to Christ, you turn from religion to reality. Let me hear you shout hallelujah. So, Paul said in Ephesians 4, turn to your Bible. And I want to speak for these few minutes on the subject, growing to the fullness of Christ, or relocating yourself. Ephesians 4. Therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you, Australians, that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, Listen to that. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Look at me. How many of you have heard that the power of God is moving in America? Let me see, Johanna, if you've heard that. That's true. How many of you heard that the power of God is moving mightily in Africa? Let me see, Johanna. Every year, 34% of Africans become Christians. Every year. We believe that before the end of the century, 90% of the total inhabitants in Africa will become Christians. One spirit, one body. One Lord. One faith. One baptism. Christianity is the only unifying force that joined East and West. Not United Nations, but United Spirit. Not Organization of African Unity, but Organization of the Holy Spirit. And it's time for everyone in Australia to rise up and say, God, what more do you have in store? I believe in a church. I told Pastor Collins, 15 years ago, I was forced to open a church for two reasons. The denomination that I found Christ 26 years ago refused my converts because they were not looking for sinners in their church. So I said, God, what do I do? Thousands are coming from darkness to light. And I heard him say, feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. So I opened a little Bible school. Two weeks, I told you yesterday. Go to my Bible school, pass out the 15th day. Today, we have 2,300 churches. 2,300. And in my city, we have 54 churches in my city of the same ministry. One. And our ministry has become one of the fastest growing churches in the entire universe. Why? In my city before, 20 years ago, a witch doctor can tell you, you will die by 2 o'clock this afternoon, and you really die. But now, if you say you are going to die at 2 o'clock, you leave till tomorrow. Why? The power of God has canceled the power of darkness. That is the purpose of this conference. We are not here to sing hymn 1, hymn 2, hymn 3, hymn 4. Oh God, our help in ages past. Our hope for years to come and nothing for today. I know that. I know that. We are here to make men out of men. We are here to make women out of women. And when this convention finishes this weekend, every Australian man a devil caster. Every Australian woman a devil caster. Shout hallelujah. In my church at home, women can lay hand on devil possessed people and speak life. Women can prophesy Women can cast out devils. Women can heal the sick. Women can raise the dead. Women can preach the gospel. Why? Jesus Christ is for male and female. I simply say, Paul said all women should keep quiet, minus my wife. She is to open her mouth. She's not the one Paul told to keep quiet. But Paul said, verse 7, now my message. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. I love this. Every one of us, you, me, everyone, say that, every one of us, one more time, is given grace according to the measure of Christ. Isn't that powerful? God didn't say some people should be Christians 30 years and still spelling A, B, R, B, D. No. Jesus grew. He worked strong. Favor with God and man. Jesus could look at lepers and say to the leprous body, be thou clean. He could look at the blind. Yesterday, the Spirit of the Lord told me somebody had wanted to die. And I shouted and I shouted and I shouted. The power of God took me across there, came here, said it many times. When I was going home, a young, tall man heard me and said, I'm the one. And I'm glad he's delivered. He's delivered. But to you, are you called from darkness to sit down like a baby and a dummy? No. Unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure and the gift of Christ. God has given you the same measure of the gift he gave to Christ. Every village in Australia ought to hear about Jesus. Every town in Australia should hear about Jesus through you. Through you, the healing power of Christ to fill the whole Melbourne. The healing power of Christ should go through Sydney. The revival spot of God should go to Adelaide. In Brisbane, everywhere you come from, when you get back home, go preach. Go cast out devils. Go heal the sick. Go raise the dead. How? The same measure of the gift of Christ has been given to you. When I became a Christian, my city was one of the most dreaded cities in the continent of Africa. In my town, it was called the city of blood. They use human beings for sacrifice. Daylight, they kill you for sacrifice. But when God raised me, Pastor Colin, he told me, I will use you to change the society. I couldn't believe that. All religious leaders, there was no difference between the Christians and the sinners. The sinners smoked, the Christians smoked. The sinner drank, the unbelieving believers drank. Everything that the sinners did in my city, the church people did it. So there was a spirit of conformity. But Paul said, be not conforming, but be ye transforming. And the Lord told me, you will preach me, and I will change the city. Today, we are on television 16 hours a week for the kingdom. 16. And the believers now can stand up in my city and say, hey, today, no rain. And there'll be no rain. Believers, the same world. The believers can now say, my city today, let there be light. And there be light. We are learning every day to be like Jesus. You must be tired of religion. Because if you are not tired of religion, it will ruin you. Unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of Christ. Wherefore he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captives. The power of deprivation is held captive. The power of bondage in religion is held captive. The power of the lack of joy is arrested by the power of the Holy Spirit. It is time for every believer in Australia to begin to bind and to loose. Are you hearing me? Mary is no more answering prayer. Jesus is now hearing the prayer of the saints. I know that will offend many of you. But I'm so glad that in Acts chapter 1, Mary went to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Some of you are talking to God through Mary. But I'm talking to God through Christ. And my prayers are answered faster. Now that he ascended, what is it? But he also descended first into the lower part of the earth. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heaven, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles. Listen to this. Some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers. What are you? What are you? Jesus ascended that you may receive gifts. Some apostles, some prophets, some pastors, some evangelists, some teachers. What are you? Some. You should be one out of some. What are you? Some sitting down. some complaining, some murmuring, some backbiting, some sleeping. Now, some teachers, some apostles, some prophets, some teachers, some evangelists, you must become somebody. Don't sit down and do nothing. Jesus died and rose that you may become somebody. Are you listening to me? That is the purpose of church. That's why this man spent thousands for conventions like this. That you may become one of the some that are vessels and channels in the hands of God. He ascended that you may become somebody. And God wants you to become somebody. Every country we go, we ask God, give us a man or woman.
You can watch and listen to great and powerful messages from different men and women of God, preachers, prophets, teachers from all around the world on www.anointedtube.com.
Hey there, this is Anointed Tube. Anointed Tube is blessing and changing lives around the world. We are a data hive of videos by preachers, gospel ministers, motivational and financial speakers from around the world. We need your help and monthly donation by clicking on the Donate Subscription button on the homepage and also on the video page. You choose the amount you want to donate monthly. Nothing is too small or too big. We are targeting 5,000 people to subscribe now and we need your help. It is remarkably easy to navigate on the site. Simply click on the photos of any preachers of your choice in Africa, America or elsewhere shown at the top of the site. Scroll down to see the preachers' pictures. Click on any of the pictures to start watching and catching up with videos from your favorite ministers. Videos can be shared on all social media platforms. We need your help now.
Forget to support Anointed Tube financially. Don't forget to order your book and don't forget to order your herbs. Be the best that you can be. You are the best. You are blessed, shine, rule, have dominion, and live in dominion in your world. I love you and God truly bless you.